Nolte, Minneapolis City Council realized dismantling police more complicated than expected. By John Nolte on September 8, 2020. Defunding the police is such a bad idea that even the left-wing lunatics on the Minneapolis City Council are backing away from it, reports the far-left Star Tribune. Try not to laugh. I laughed, but you should try not to. Someone has to be the adult in this relationship. The Minneapolis City Council's resolve to end the city's police department has lost momentum. The result of the failure to get the question before voters in November and council members diverging ideas on the role of sworn officers in the future, per the Star Tribune. In the 3 months since 9 council members pledged to end the department following George Floyd's killing, the city has experienced a surge in violent crime. Another night of unrest and blowback from residents who felt they had been left out of the initial conversations about change. Oh, you mean, the city council announced the police would be abolished. Violent crime surged, and people didn't like it? Gee, who could have seen that coming, other than anyone with a pinch of common sense and a little experience in the real world? Here's my favorite quote. I think when you take a statement and then move into policy work, it gets more complicated, said City Council President Lisa Bender, DFL. Oh, you think? You think maybe your brave new world without law enforcement might look better on paper than in practice, even though it still looks insane on paper? Who votes for these morons? You know, I used to be the first person to argue against the idea that the masses are asses. For the first time in my life, I am left with no choice but to rethink that. When I see Andrew Grandma Killer Cuomo with a 60% approval rating and one incompetent, and not just incompetent, but crazy Democrat governor and or mayor after another doing nothing as the Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists destroy their cities, there comes a time when you have to look past the politicians and at those who put them in office, at those who gave them power and the confidence that their job is not in jeopardy if they allow the city to be destroyed. It was only about 16 or 17 years ago that California of all places, was still sane enough to boot Democrat Governor Gray Davis, D, over all the power blackouts and replace him with a Republican, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Despite all their other lefty beliefs, back then there was still a practical side to a big portion of Democrat voters. They would not stand for a government that couldn't deliver basics like electricity. Well, for the last 10 years, California has failed to deliver both water and electricity, and nothing changes. Jerry Brown, D, is re-elected governor. Gavin Newsom, D, is elected governor. Democrats enjoy massive majorities in the state legislature. If voters, if our fellow citizens, are willing, for whatever insane reason, to put up with rationing electricity and water, non-stop riots, and never-ending lockdowns while Nancy Pelosi gets her hair done and Dr. Anthony Fauci goes to the ball games, if they do nothing as their cities return to the urban blight of the 1970s, this is sure going to be something to watch. They might think they're owning us red state tards, but out here in the sticks, life is good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.